This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day as we count down toward the New Hampshire primary. That's the first full primary in the country. It is one that has very often led to a selection of a presidential nominee and then the election of a president. If you want to read about New Hampshire primaries and what they mean and some of the... you take a look at some of those Teddy White books. T.H. White, who wrote The Making of the President, 1960. There's an excitement associated with the New Hampshire primary because unlike the caucuses where people actually meet face-to-face and it's a small turnout of people, this is a major decision point. And that's why I thought it was so terrific that we're able to have David French on the air, who has written an amazingly relevant and powerful and persuasive commentary on what he believes to be the greatest threat posed by Trump. David French is an opinion columnist for the New York Times, but he is a longtime religious conservative who has fought hard for religious liberty in this country as a primary attorney for Americans Defending Freedom. And he is also a veteran of the war against terror, serving in Iraq for his country with some distinction. David, you have the column which I just had to read over again because it is so impactful. You put on the column "The Greatest Threat Posed by Trump." Maybe you can go directly to talking about what that threat is, in your estimation.
Yeah, you know, I did not focus on the policies of the Trump administration. I do think that there would be wild political conflict in a second Trump term. But what I am most concerned about is the ongoing cultural transformation I see in red America, a transformation that I think a second Trump term could render unstoppable. And to be clear, I'm not talking about sort of the millions of people I know, and including friends of mine, who have retained their kindness, their integrity, and their good sense, even though, you know, they've voted for Trump in the past and will likely vote for Trump in the future. No, I'm talking about what is happening in the core MAGA base. And in that core MAGA base, what we're seeing is that the legacy of a second Trump term could be really, truly a conviction on the part of millions of Americans that Trumpism, as I wrote in the piece, isn't just a temporary political expediency, but the model for Republican political success, and even worse, a model for the way that God wants Christian believers to practice politics. Because one thing that I have seen is over the last 8 years is that supporting Trump, especially amongst his core supporters, supporting Trump is degrading the character of a lot of Americans because they're having to lie, they're having to go along with lies, and it's really distressing to see the impact it's having on people's hearts and minds.
And let me give you a little bit of a challenge about that, because if there is one thing that I think cost Hillary Clinton her campaign for the presidency in 2016, it was the use of the term "a basket of deplorables."
Right.
And it was her tendency to not just insult Trump, and that's kind of normal, that's what candidates do to one another, but to insult his supporters, to say that there was something wrong with them, that they were morally compromised. And is that in any sense what you, as a resident, you grow up in and live in Red America, right? I mean, you're living in Tennessee, which is not a state that President Biden hopes to carry. Is your assessment about, you believe, the morally corruptive aspect of Trump's candidacy, is that not close to the basket of deplorables dismissal of his supporters?
Well, it is close, but let me just say this. I'm not a politician. I'm not out here trying to win an election. And what I would say about Hillary's comment is that it was impolitic, but it wasn't necessarily false. Now, one thing about it is Hillary was not saying that everybody who supports Donald Trump is behaving deplorably or is deplorable. The reality is, though, that there are many people who support Donald Trump who behave deplorably. Now, I know there are many people who support Joe Biden who behave deplorably, but what we are seeing, Michael, is a culture created around Donald Trump that is aggressive, that is punitive, that is cruel, that is vicious, and it's having an effect on real people, and somebody has to say it. You can't sit there and live in a democracy and say, well, the people are always right. No, that is not the case at all. Sometimes the people are wrong, and sometimes people are wrong. And one of the things that I have seen is I have seen with my own eyes that Trump in many ways is probably the most culturally influential single human being in Red America right now. And his influence is not good. It's a terrible influence on Americans. And, you know, you can't just sort of say, well, don't say what you believe to be true because it sounds similar to something that Hillary Clinton said. No, my job is to say what I believe to be true, no matter who it sounds like. But I am seeing an impact on people's characters here in Red America, and it just feels weird to not talk about it because it's so obvious and apparent.
Well, given the limited time we have, what is the most apparent and most obvious a negative impact on this question of American character where you believe that President Trump has had and continues to have a very negative impact?
Cruelty. The use of vicious personal insults, threats, intimidation, that is what I see. And it's not just aimed at public officials. So, you know, I have friends who will make an innocent comment on Facebook in support or, you know, in opposition to something that Trump has said or done. And the vitriol, the viciousness, not polite disagreement, but just cruelty, personal insults that come cascading down upon them, often coming from people doing it in the name of Jesus Christ, it's just obvious, and it's everywhere. It's everywhere. And it's and so that is the number one actual consequence that I have seen, cultural consequences, an escalating level of cruelty.
When you talk about, in your column, you quote a passage from Galatians in the New Testament where you talk about the fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit is characterized by love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Which of those does President Trump exemplify best?
None. None at all. That's the problem, is that you're talking about a person that so many people admire who does not exhibit the fruit of the Spirit. Instead, he exhibits the works of the flesh, hatred, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambitions. That's Trumpism to a T. Then those are the works of the flesh. You don't see love, joy, peace, patience, kindness around Donald Trump at all.
Well, let us have more peace, patience, and kindness for the United States of America. I know David French is somebody who is working in that direction. Appreciate your time on a very busy day. We've posted his column up at michaelmedved.com. You can find out about it and his work. We'll be paying more attention to the work of today coming up on the MedMed Show.
He's smart. He's tough. He's sharp.
Michael Medved.
He's not going to allow bad things to continue to happen to this country that we all love.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 2 decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
In your daily dose of debate.
Michael, I disagree with you 90%, but I never miss your show.
The Michael Medved Show.
And for somebody like that, please do join us at our Substack. If you disagree with us 90%, we have a chance to write back. I do answer whenever I can. Our most recent commentary at Substack is called Iowa in Context, which talks a little bit more deeply than you've heard in mainstream media about what the Iowa caucuses really show. And what it shows is, it seems to me, the general disillusionment with this entire election and the entire process and the candidates available. That's why there was a record-breaking low turnout. And yes, of course, the weather played a big part in it as well. Check it out. Go to Michael Medved at Substack.com and sign up today for all of our recent commentaries placing situations in context, like the recent caucuses in Iowa. Meanwhile, this is something I don't entirely understand, and maybe if you can help understand it, then I would love to hear from you. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Arnold Schwarzenegger had a recently difficult encounter where he was hauled out of an airport to an ATM machine. And listen carefully to what the former governor of California had to experience. This is clip three.
Arnold Schwarzenegger got not only stopped at customs in Munich, Germany, he was hauled out of the airport to an ATM machine, back to the airport where they tried to get his credit card to pay about more than $10,000 for something that he brought into the country. I had no idea things like this happened.
When you hear the details, it sounds like Arnold got caught in a scam at first, the way you hear it laid out.
Totally.
That someone leads him to an ATM and make him take out money. Like, if you're Arnold, you must be thinking, what is going on here? But it is all on the up and up, and here are the details. It is wild. So Arnold is going to Germany. He landed in Munich. He was going there because one of the things he was going to be doing is auctioning off one of his watches
for charity.
Yes, an Audemars Piguet, which the watch is probably, I don't know which model it is. It was custom made for him. I'm guessing it's over $100,000, roughly.
I think you're right, based on the amount he had to pay.
Right.
Okay. And the idea that he was hauled out of the airport at Munich. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. A number of people have been talking about a political comeback of some kind for him. But given some of the problems, not necessarily like this one, the idea that he had a comment on this situation where he said, I had no idea things like this happen. Do we have direct comment by Governor Schwarzenegger about any of this? Here is the update. Officials, after landing at Munich Airport in Germany, no, he didn't bring a loaded handgun on board a flight to kill Sarah Connor, despite it being in vogue for Americans. Obviously, your Terminator reference there. The Hollywood movie star and former California governor was wearing a luxury watch that he didn't declare upon entry. So Schwarzenegger estimates that his Audemars Piguet watch is worth 20,000 euros, about $21,700. So that answers that particular shock. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders has continued his role as one of the leading voices against American support for Israel.
And this is basically something that he had to say, challenging Chris Hayes on MSNBC. This is clip four.
Chris, this is a long-standing law that says something that's very sensible. If the taxpayers of this country are providing military equipment to any nation on earth, we have to make sure that that country is using it consistent with international law and human rights. This is longstanding. That's correct.
And so you're, explain to me what the vote was on yesterday in that context.
What the vote was on yesterday was to have the State Department do a study on whether or not Israel was violating international law and human rights. And given the fact that many of the weapons that Israel has used in the last 100 days come from the United States of America, we certainly have a right to know that. My view from day one, Chris, has been that Israel has the right to respond to Hamas's barbaric attack on October 7th, but they do not have the right to go to war against the entire Palestinian people, which is what we are seeing right now. And as you've just mentioned, the humanitarian situation in Gaza now is unbelievably bad, and we're looking at the possibility of hundreds of thousands of children starving. We cannot allow that to happen.
Okay, Bernie Sanders talking about Israel's right to respond, but not talking most meaningfully about Israel's right to defend itself. And defending itself means it basically either eliminating Hamas or having some kind of a surrender or change in Hamas, which has a genocidal purpose that they're very public about. This is one of the most important aspects of the current debate. There's a piece by Brett Stevens in the New York Times, which is outstanding, which says the charges against Israel are a moral obscenity. He's talking about the charges by Bernie Sanders and people like that about attacking Israel for war crimes, attacking Israel for genocide, which is the term that is used in the case brought by South Africa in the World Court in The Hague. In recent decades, as many as 3 million people perished in a famine in North Korea. That was mainly government-induced. Hundreds of thousands of Syrians were gas-bombed, starved, or tortured to death by the Assad regime. None of this was ever attacked as genocide or ever reached the attention of international institutions. But on Israel defending itself, that does. More on this obscenity coming up on The Medved Show.
The greatest show on God's green earth.
Look, it's a no-brainer.
The Michael Medved Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
U.S. USA News Update. From the campaign trail to the courtroom in Manhattan this week in the new E. Jean Carroll defamation lawsuit, the former president, Donald Trump, claims he is the victim.
And I, frankly, am the one that suffered damages. I should be given money, given damages.
A judge overseeing the trial threatened to toss Trump out Wednesday. He was accused by Carroll's lawyers of audibly attempting to influence jury members, and Judge Lewis Kaplan agreed. An appeals court decision is a big loss for Apple, for now, while the tech giant has achieved a workaround fix for an earlier U.S. International Trade Commission ban on Apple Watch products, the Alphabet company now has an appeals court ruling upholding the ban. So far, Apple's managed to work around the earlier restrictions by importing redesigned versions of the newest Apple Watches from overseas under approval from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show.
It's beyond belief.
Well, putting something into context so it's not beyond belief. Brett Stevens writes under the headline, "The charges against Israel are a moral obscenity." What charges does he mean? The charges at the International Court of Justice, which is a division of the UN, that Israel is committing, has committed, will continue to commit genocide against the Palestinian people. And Brett Stevens writes that in recent decades, as many as 3 million people perished in a famine in North Korea that was mainly government-induced. Hundreds of thousands of Syrians were gassed, bombed, starved, or tortured to death by the Assad regime, and an estimated 14 million were forced to flee their homes. China has put more than 1 million Uyghurs through gang-like re-education camps re-education camps in a thinly veiled attempt to suppress and erase their religious and cultural identity. And they are, by the way, Muslims, the Uyghurs. But North Korea, Syria, and China have never been charged with genocide at the International Court of Justice. Israel has. How curious and how obscene. Brett Stevens writes, it's obscene because it politicizes our understanding of genocide, fatally eroding the moral power of the term. The war between Israel and Hamas is terrible, as is every war. But if this is genocide, what do we do? But if this is genocide, what word do we have for the killing fields in Cambodia, in Stalin's Holodomor in Ukraine, in the Holocaust itself? It's obscene because it perverts the definition of genocide, which is precise. And this is the way it's quoted in the international law. Genocide is defined as acts committed with intent to destroy, in whole or in part, a national, ethnical, racial, or religious group as such. And Bret Stephens makes the point, it uses the term as such, meaning the acts are genocidal only if they are directed at Palestinians as Palestinians, not as members of Hamas, or heartbreakingly as collateral deaths in attempts to destroy Hamas. If Israel were trying to commit genocide, it wouldn't be putting its own soldiers at risk or allowing humanitarian relief to arrive from Egypt or withdrawing many of its forces from Gaza. And today there were headlines about Israel has four divisions that are currently in Gaza. One of them has just been sent home. And they are not only withdrawing many of its forces from Gaza, they've also made special arrangements to try to get emergency medical supplies to the people of Gaza as a means of trying to get those same supplies to the hostages that Israel is desperately attempting to extract and to rescue. We are going to be speaking sometime in the next couple of days with some families of those hostages. And the idea that right now there is an international movement, Ceasefire Now, which almost never mentions the return of every single kidnapped person, including a one-year-old that the Hamas had taken with them. That is obscene. And that is wrong, and that goes with their very specific genocidal intent to wipe out the Jewish people. If Israel were trying to commit genocide, it wouldn't be putting its own soldiers at risk or allowing humanitarian aid to arrive from Egypt or withdrawing many of its forces from Gaza. It would simply be killing Palestinians everywhere, in vastly greater numbers, as Germans kill Jews or Hutus kill Tutsis. It's obscene because it puts the wrong party in the dock. Hamas is a genocidal organization by conviction and by design. Its founding charter calls for Israel to be, quote, obliterated, unquote, and for Muslims to kill Jews as they, quote, hide behind stones and trees. That's an excerpt from Quran, from Hadith, actually. On October 7th, Hamas murdered, mutilated, tortured, incinerated, raped, or kidnapped everyone it could. Had it not been stopped, it would not have stopped. One of its leaders has since vowed to do it a second, a third, a fourth time. It's Hamas, not Israel, that started the war, that keeps it going, and would resume it the moment it has the arsenal and the opportunity. What is happening now at The Hague will never be a victory for ordinary Gazans, writes Bret Stephens. So no matter the ICJ's verdict, their victory will come for Gazans only when they have a government interested in building a peaceful and prosperous state rather than destroying a neighbor. But it will serve Hamas as an unparalleled propaganda triumph, this courtroom drama in The Hague. Quite a turn for a group that only months ago proudly filmed itself murdering children. It's obscene also, says Bret Stephens, because it's historically hypocritical. The United States, Britain, and other allied nations killed a staggering number of German and Japanese civilians on the path to defeating the regimes that had started World War II, often known as the Good War. Events such as the bombings of Dresden or Tokyo, to say nothing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, were tragic and far more indiscriminate than anything Israel stands accused of ever doing. But no serious person holds Franklin Roosevelt to be on a moral par with Adolf Hitler. What the Allies did were acts of war in the service of a lasting peace, not genocide in the service of a fanatical aim. The difference? In war, the killing ends when one side stops fighting. In a genocide, that's when the killing begins. His point, it seems to me, is unassailable and extraordinarily important. Meanwhile, there is this statement, which is wildly controversial, by Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel on the future of Israel and its security, clip one. For 30 years, I am very consistent, and I'm saying something very simple. This conflict is not on the lack of a state of Palestinian, but the existence of a state, the Jewish state. Every area that we evacuate, we receive terrible terror against that. It happened in South Lebanon, in Gaza, and also Judea and Samaria, which we did it. And therefore, I clarify that in any other arrangement, in the future, the state of Israel has to control on the entire area from the river to the sea. This is what happens when you have sovereignty. This truth, I say to our American friends, and I also stopped the attempt to impose on us a reality that will jeopardize us. A prime minister in Israel has to be able to say no, even to the best of friends, to say no when you need to, and to say yes when you can. Okay, what he is talking about is not denying any kind of Palestinian participation from the river to the sea, but ensuring security for the Jewish people who live between the river and the sea, and for all those living in that territory. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
Become a MedHead member today.
Michael, I'm an enthusiastic fan of yours. I'm a MedHead.
Commercial-free podcasts, commentaries, find out more at michaelmedved.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
To discuss with you, you have to calm down first.
This,
are you calm?
Is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, again, the U.S. Senate has passed a government funding bill to move the deadline for actually having fully detailed separate spending bills approved by both houses, signed by the president. We now have until March 2nd and March 9th. Those are the two deadline dates. The bill passed by the U.S. Senate, 77-18. It soon, apparently, is likely to pass the House. But one of the House members who opposes that kind of extension of government funding is Representative Byron Donalds of Florida, who is one of the people who has been discussed as a potential vice presidential nominee for Donald Trump, despite the fact that most people think he is more likely to pick a female. But in any event, Representative Donalds had this to say on Real America's Voice.
I believe that if you just continue to fund the government for another month or so while the appropriators figure out how to fund the government, you're not going to have any leverage in order to get border security done. And I think there's a dereliction of our duty as members. So I'm voting no, and I would encourage all of our members to vote no.
Okay, the idea that it would be a successful strategy to shut down the government in order to have more border security, which you can't pay for, by the way, if the government is shut down. It's an extraordinary notion and not one that makes a great deal of sense. And it's all in capital letters, which means that you know that it was very, very important to Donald J. Trump. And so I'm going to read the whole thing because it's remarkable. And you may remember that he has brought before the Supreme Court, and there is going to be a decision on this, and the decision is very, very likely to not be one favorable to President Trump. So he's making his argument here on Truth Social. He says a president of the United States must have full immunity, without which it would be impossible for him, her, to properly function. Any mistake, even if well-intended, would be met with almost certain indictment by the opposing party at term end. By the way, do you know how many presidents have been indicted at the end of the term without full immunity? Because there is no full immunity now. No one! He's the first one! And in other words, the idea that this is something that the institution of the presidency requires, President Reagan was able to be a great president without full immunity. He continues, even events that cross the line must fall under total immunity, or it will be years of trauma trying to determine good from bad. There must be certainty. Example, you can't stop police from doing the job of strong and effective crime prevention because you want to guard against the occasional rogue cop or bad apple. Yes, you can. If a police officer crosses the line and does something like Officer Chauvin did with the case of George Floyd, he's going to stand trial. There's no full immunity for being a police officer or for being a rogue cop. Sometimes you just have to live with great but slightly imperfect. Is that something we have to apply to our police forces too? That it is wrong to ever discipline or prosecute or question something that a police officer has done or that a president has done? All presidents must have complete and total presidential immunity, or the authority and decisiveness of a president of the United States will be stripped and gone forever. Hopefully, this will be an easy decision. God bless the Supreme Court. if that is the strongest argument for full immunity that President Trump puts all in capital letters, it seems to me it is worth questioning, at the very least. Speaking of questioning, Nikki Haley is continuing her campaign in New Hampshire, and she actually is speaking partially not simply about who would be a better president, but what people are choosing right now is a Republican nominee who would work better, more effectively for the Republican Party, and actually strengthening the Republican Party all up and down the ballot for the Senate, for the House, for state legislatures, for governorships. Here's Nikki Haley, clip 16.
Trump says things. Americans aren't stupid to just believe what he says. The reality is, who lost the House for us? Who lost the Senate? Who lost the White House? Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. Nikki Haley will win every single one of those back for us. The second he says he's going to get on the stage, I'm ready. He hasn't done anything. He threw a temper tantrum last night.
The temper tantrums that she's talking about, I think involve some of the ongoing proceedings in the E. Jean Carroll case. I believe that case wraps up tomorrow. I am not sure when a decision will be handed down. But given the fact that President Trump has really gone in with both guns blazing, you'll pardon the expression, against the judge in that case. And one of the things that people say who work with juries is juries usually have a respect and sympathy for the presiding judge. And I am not sure that this case is going to be a big success for President Trump. Speaking of big success, Ron DeSantis was assumed to be a natural front runner for President of the United States when he announced his campaign. Here he talks with Hugh Hewitt on the radio about missteps early in his drive for the presidency. This is clip 6.
Presidential campaigns are a lot about media. Like, you know, I spent a lot of time on the ground in Iowa, and it's good, and when you meet people, you convert them, but there's just so many voters out there that you got to do. And I came in not really doing as much media. I should have just been blanketing. I should have gone on all the corporate shows. I should have gone on everything. I started started doing that as we got into the end of the summer, and we did it, but we had an opportunity, I think, to come out of the gate and do that and reach a much broader folks. Now I'm everywhere. I mean, I'll show up wherever. I committed to do the debate tonight on WMUR and ABC in New Hampshire. I'm the only one that was that's willing to debate. I've done these televised town halls. I go out and take questions from voters. Yeah, I think that's good. I'm the only one that's not at this point running a basement campaign. Biden's running a basement campaign. Trump won't debate, won't take questions from voters. And now Haley won't debate and won't take questions from voters.
Okay. She has said she will debate if President Trump does. Oh, and by the way, here is President Trump last night in New Hampshire. Listen.
But we're also going to place strong protections to stop banks and regulators from trying to debank you from your, you know, your political beliefs, what they do. They want to debank you, and we're going to debank. Think of this. They want to take away your rights. They want to take away your country. The things they're doing, all electric cars, give me a break. If you want an electric car, good. But they don't go far. They're very expensive. They're going to be made.
Okay. Debanking you? Regulators are trying to debank you from your political beliefs is what they do. What exactly is he talking about? It's remains unclear. By the way, when Ron DeSantis talks about some of the mistakes he made at the beginning of the campaign, yes, some of those mistakes involved media. Who came up with the brilliant idea of not doing a normal announcement of candidacy, but by trying to do one together with Elon Musk, who, by the way, is Elon Musk's endorsement or association with Elon Musk, does that really help you win in the Republican nomination for president or the presidency itself? It's a very real question. There is another very real question that we will get to. There's information and an analysis just done by a religious liberty group about 2023, the year just passed, being a all-time negative record in terms of violent attacks against Christians for the crime of living as Christians. Where was that attack most ferocious? And what can people do about it? What can America do about it? We will talk about that with Gordon Chang, and also the prospect of a new attack, surprise attack by Korea, which many experts say is being hinted at by Kim Jong-un. Speaking to Gordon Chang, coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply.
the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.